Roof.
Roof. Roof. Okay, my friends. So today we're reading a story called Two Dogs with Love. A love letter to the dogs who help us. It was written by Maria Gianferrari, and it's illustrated by Isha Lobo. If you are a dog person and you want to have dogs be saved and help other humans, this is the book for you. And it's read today by Mommy and... I'm going to guess you're a dog because you barked earlier. Woof, you said. Are you that dog? You're a corgi. By Mommy and her corgi with his poofy little booty. An orange corgi. Well, that's what color corgis are. They're kind of orange colored. Are you ready? So, friends, if you don't have this book, you absolutely should. It's a cutie. So let's get right down to it. Dear dogs, thank you for your tails that whip and thump and pump, even when they're stubs. They bring joy. Thank you for your ears, flat or pointed, big or small, soft as velvet. You listen to our stories, you lend confidence. And in the picture, we can see that this library, there's a picture of kids at a library. And the library has what is known as the read aloud zone. And on Saturdays at 1 p.m., you can read with Oscar, the dog. And they have a dog that comes in and sits there, and the kids can gather around and cuddle with Oscar and read to him. How nice. Thank you for your eyes. Brown or blue or in between, you watch and wait. You know what we need. Dogs do like to look at us, don't they? Mm-hmm. Thank you for your fur. Long or short, coiffed or curly. Do you want to know something else about dogs? Some of them don't have fur. Some of them have hair. Yeah, that's true. Fuzzy for nuzzling, gifting comfort. And in this picture, we can see, did you know that sometimes if you have to go into a courtroom, courtrooms are big, and there's usually somebody who's in the wearing a black robe, and they call that person a judge, and the judge sits up at the top of this big, tall wooden podium. And it can feel like, oh my goodness, there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know what to do. And so sometimes courtrooms will have a dog that can come over and snuggle with you if you're feeling nervous. It's true. Not that we'll ever have to go there, but nice to know it's there. Now, thank you for your paws. High five handshakes. Two paws up for prison pups. You give us purpose. It looks like if you are, and it says future assistant. In the picture, we can see that there is a person who is in prison, which is jail, right? A bigger, longer jail. And they must be training dogs on how to be service dogs, assistant dogs there in prison, teaching them how to be kind and loving and to take care of people. And I didn't know that they did that, but looks like they do. Okay. Thank you for your tongues, wet and warm, soft and slobbery, and sometimes stinky. Your kisses help us accept what we've lost and hold close what remains. There will sometimes be a therapy dog at the mortuary, which is the fancy way of saying the place where you go for a funeral, right? A funeral home. All that to say is dogs can be helpful when you are sad. That's what this is all about. We can see that this family is sad because it looks like they have lost someone that they love. And this dog has been right there at the funeral to say, it's okay, I'm here to love you. Thank you for your noses. Brown and black and pink and sometimes speckled and feathery and lovely. They sniff out sadness and show us gladness. That's a comfort, isn't it? Thank you for your heads that rest on our beds, or your bodies that lie on our laps, keeping us calm and connected. Did you know that when you go to the hospital, sometimes they have comfort dogs? Dogs that come through and can say, I will be here and snuggle with you if you are sick or if you are unwell. I will stay with you until you feel better. Isn't it amazing that dogs will do that? Sometimes our feet are your pillows too. You are tired and true. And in the picture we can see, there they are in the hospital. And the dog is coming right up and snuggling with them. Thank you for playing, for sitting and staying. Thank you for knowing and listening and helping us sleep. Aw, for seeing and being you. And then, do you know, sometimes dogs like to cuddle while you're in bed too. They like to snuggle. And there's all kinds of different dogs. And they are all very, very good. Thank you, four-legged friends, three and two-legged two. This is our love letter. Well, some dogs lose a leg for various reasons. And so then some, their legs aren't working properly, so they make little wheels for them. It's cute. Okay, so this is our love letter to you. And then in the picture, we can see a note about therapy dogs. I want to read this so that we understand. Therapy Dogs International is an organization dedicated to training therapy dogs to help humans cope with hardships and bring joy by visiting hospitals, hospices, nursing homes, homeless shelters, and shelters for families all over the place. Oh, wow. Okay, so there's lots of different, a multitude of organizations that help get shelter dogs to people who need help, and dogs can help them. There are a lot of programs out there that can help dogs help humans, and that's what this book is all about. It's 100% worth checking out, and that, my friends, is Woof, which is dog for the end. Woof.